Mother this. So there are three more verses. I will just read. Then it is a translation is in a collective way. ദണ്ഡനയാസ പരം ദാനം കാമത്യാഗസ്തപ സ്മൃതം സ്വഭാവ വിജയ ശൗര്യം സത്യം ച സമദർശനം അന്യാച സുനൃതാ വാണീ കവിഭി പരികീർത്തിത കർമ്മസു അസംഗമ ശൗചം ത്യാഗ സന്യാസ ഉച്യതേ ധർമ്മയിഷ്ടം ധനം നൃണാം യജ്ഞോഹം ഭഗവത്തമ ദക്ഷിണാ ജ്ഞാന സന്ദേശ പ്രാണായാമ പരം ബലം. ക്ഷമ, മെന്റൽ ഇക്വിലിബ്രിയം. മത്, ഇൻ മീ, നിഷ്ഠത, സ്റ്റഡി അബ്സോർപ്ഷൻ. ബുദ്ധേ, ഓഫ് ദ ഇന്റലിജൻസ്. ദമ, സെൽഫ് കൺട്രോൾ. ഇന്ദ്രിയ, ഓഫ് ദ സെൻസസ്. സംയമ, പെർഫെക്റ്റ് ഡിസിപ്ലിൻ. തിതിക്ഷ, ടോളറൻസ്. ദുഃഖ, അൺഹാപ്പിനെസ്. സമ്മർഷ, ടോളറേറ്റിംഗ്. ജിഹ്വ, ദ ടങ്. ഉപസ്ഥ ആൻഡ് ജനിഷ്യൽസ്. ജയ, കോൺകറിംഗ്. ധൃതി, സ്റ്റഡിനെസ്. ദണ്ഡ, അഗ്രഷൻ. ന്യാസ, ഗിവിംഗ് അപ്പ്. പരം, ദ സുപ്രീം. ദാനം, ചാരിറ്റി. കാമ, ലസ്റ്റ്. ത്യാഗ, ഗിവിംഗ് അപ്പ്. തപ, ഓസ്റ്റെറിറ്റി. സ്മൃതം, ഈസ് കൺസിഡേർഡ്. സ്വഭാവ, വൺസ് നാച്ചുറൽ ടെൻഡൻസി ടു എൻജോയ്. വിജയ, കോൺകറിംഗ്. ശൗര്യം, ഹീറോയിസം. സത്യം, റിയാലിറ്റി. ച, ഓൾസോ. സമദർശനം, സീയിങ് ദ സുപ്രീം ലോർഡ് എവ്രിവെയർ. അന്യത്, the next element, truthfulness. Cha, and sunrita, pleasing. Vani, speech. Kavibhi, by the sages. Parikirtita, is declared to be. Karmasu, in the fruity activities. Asangama, detachment. Shaucham, cleanliness. Tyaga, renunciation. Sanyasa, the sanyasa order of life. Uchyate, is said to be. Dharma, religiousness. Ishtam, desirable. Dhanam, wealth. Nrinam, for the human beings. Yajna, sacrifice. Aham, I am. Bhagavat Tama, the supreme personality of Godhead. Dakshina, religious remuneration. Jnana Sandesha, the instruction of perfect knowledge. Pranayama, the yogic system of controlling the breath. Param, the supreme. Balam, the strength. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: absorbing the intelligence in me constitute the mental equilibrium, and complete discipline of the sense is self-control. Tolerance means patiently enduring unhappiness, and steadfastness occurs when one conquers the tongue and the genitals. The greatest charity is to give up all aggression toward others, and renunciation of lust is understood to be the real austerity. Real heroism is to conquer one's natural tendency to enjoy material life. And reality is seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere. Truthfulness means to speak the truth in a pleasing way, as declared by the sages. Cleanliness is detachment in fruity activities, whereas renunciation is the sannyasa order of life. The true desirable wealth for human being is religiousness. And I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, am the sacrifice. Religious remuneration is devotion to the Acharya with the purpose of acquiring spiritual instruction. And the greatest strength is the pranayama system of breath control. Lord Krishna here describes those qualities that are desirable for persons advancing in human life. Shama or mental equilibrium means to fix the intelligence in Lord Krishna. Mere peacefulness without Krishna consciousness is dull and useless state of mind. Dhamma or discipline means first to control one's own senses. If one wants to discipline one's children, disciples or followers without controlling one's own senses, one become a mere laughing stock. Tolerance means to patiently endure unhappiness, such as that provoked by the insults or negligence of others. One must also sometimes accept material inconvenience to carry out the injunctions of scriptures, and that unhappiness must also be patiently endured. If one is not tolerant of the insults and abuse of others, nor tolerant of the inconvenience that may arise from following authorized religious scriptures, it is simply foolishness for him to make a whimsical show of tolerating extreme heat, cold, pain and so on, just to impress others. Concerning steadfastness, if one does not control the tongue and genitals, then steadfastness is useless. Real charity means to renounce all aggression toward others. If one gives money to charitable causes, but at the same time engages in exploitative business enterprises or abusive political tactics, one's charity is worth nothing at all. Austerity means to give up lust and sense gratification and to observe prescribed vows such as Ekadasi. It does not mean inventing whimsical methods of torturing the material body. Real heroism is to conquer one's lower nature. Certainly, everyone likes to propagate his own fame as a brilliant person, but everyone is also subject to lust, anger, greed and so forth. Therefore, if one can conquer these lower characteristics generated from the modes of passion and ignorance, one is a greater hero than those who merely destroy their political opponents through the intrigue and violence. One can develop equal vision by giving up jealousy and envy by recognizing the existence of super soul within every material body. This attitude pleases the Supreme Lord, who then reveals himself, solidifying forever one's equal vision. Merely describing things that exist does not constitute the last word in the perception of reality. One must also see the true spiritual equality of all living entities and all situations. Truthfulness means that one should speak in a pleasing way so that there will be beneficial effect. If one becomes attached to the pointing out the faults of others in the name of truth, then such fault finding will not be appreciated by saintly persons. The bona fide spiritual master speaks the truth in such a way that people can elevate themselves to the spiritual platform. And one should learn this art of truthfulness. If one is attached to material things, his body and mind are understood to be always polluted. Cleanliness therefore means to give up material attachment, not merely to frequently rinse one's skin with water. Real renunciation is giving up one's false sense of proprietorship over one's relatives and wife, and not just giving away material objects, while real wealth is to be religious. Sacrifice is the personality of Godhead himself, because the performer of sacrifice to be successful must absorb his consciousness in personality of Godhead and not in temporary material rewards that may accrue from the sacrifice. Real religious remuneration means that one should serve saintly persons who can enlighten one with the spiritual knowledge. One may offer renunciation to his spiritual master who has enlightened him by distributing the same knowledge to others, thereby pleasing the Acharya. Preaching work thus constitutes the highest form of remuneration. By performing the pranayama system of respiratory control, one can easily subdue the mind, and one who can in this way perfectly control the restless mind is the most powerful person.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते ഗോപേശ ഗോപികാകാന്ത രാധാകാന്ത നമോസ്തുതേ തപ്ത കാഞ്ചന ഗൗരാംഗീ രാധേ വൃന്ദാവനേശ്വരി വൃഷഭാനുസുതേ ദേവീ പ്രണമാമി ഹരിപ്രിയേ വാഞ്ഛാകൽപതരുഭ്യശ്ച കൃപാ സിന്ധുഭ്യേവ ച പതിതാനാം പാവനേഭ്യോ വൈഷ്ണവേഭ്യോ നമോ നമഃ. നമാ ഓം വിഷ്ണുപാദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രേഷ്ടായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമദേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്തസ്വാമിനിധി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതേ ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശതാരിണേ ജയ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ശമോമന്നിഷ്ഠത ബുദ്ധേർ ദമ ഇന്ദ്രിയ സംയമ തിദിക്ഷ്വാ ദുഃഖ സംവർഷോ ജിഹോപസ്ത ജയോദൃഥി. So in we are reading that the perfection of spiritual knowledge. Okay, if you see, this chapter is almost coming to an end. Only two few more verses are remaining. That in this chapter Krishna is with Uddhava, along with Uddhava, is slowly taking us to the perfection, means how we can realize that, you know, we are not this, the body, we are the soul. We need that understanding, and he is, in this specific verses we are reading, he is giving some characteristics of people, those who have that. You know, means always in this material world we are always looking for some type of examples. You know, we try to imitate. You know, we all have some aspirations and we look forward who is best in that, and we try to imitate. Like now the time of the World Cup cricket is going on. You can see that many people putting up dress or the hairstyle, you know, the various way they try to imitate their heroes in that specific field. Like, you know, we try to imitate how do they drink, you know, what they drink. Like, you know, so many ads comes in the TV, like, you know, Boost or Coca-Cola or other soft drinks. They all try to market that sentiment or that weakness of the human side. Like, we all look up to someone for some inspiration and we try to imitate that person. Means, so we can see that throughout the scriptures also, like in Gita, Bhagavatam and other scriptures, repeatedly the qualities of the devotees has been narrated, so that we can also try to achieve that, because those who are interested to become self-realized, you know, they also need to have these qualities, because those who are already reached that self-realization have this. That is, this is their characteristics. Right? So Krishna start this chapter, you know, by saying Yo Vidya Shruta Sampanna Atmavan Na Anumanike. Right? That those who are reached that stage of, like, the understanding that we are not the body, we are the soul. My Vidya Shruta Sampanna means, from various scriptural understanding, the person comes to understand, to the conclusion that, you know, we are not this body, we are the soul, we need to serve the Lord. Means that. So interestingly, in that purport, Vishnachakra Thakur says that Vidya, and because it is not specifically speaking of devotional service, it can be any type, even it is a Anumanike, means without speculation. Na Anumanike, means like, because sometimes people come by to the, in the initial times, in the initial period, the person understand who am I, the soul, and we are not the body, by various logic and reasonings. So Vishwanathakura Thakur says there an important thing, that once you understand, once you come to that river, that understanding that we are not this body, we are the soul, all those things what we learned, the methods by which we have learned, is useless again. You know, it's like a person who met with an accident, you know, and he got a fracture in his leg. So to again come back to the normal life, he may have to use a stick. He take the help of a stick to walk. That may be for 3 months or 4 months, like that. But once he become all right, when his knees become all right, does he need to use the stick again? Yes. Vishwanatha Thakura gives another example, that is just like a person, because right now we are in the illusion that we are not able to understand, we are not, who am I? Yes. So he gives another example, that a person haunted by a ghost, he may be XYZ person, but when he is haunted by a ghost, you know, somebody else enters in his body and he behaves in a weird way. Yes. So how do we make him understand that, you know, it is just trying to tell us that we are not the body? To making him understand he is not the person who is behaving, he is somebody else, very difficult. But then they do some puja, there is some, like, you know, mantra, vithi, you know, mantra, tantra, and all those things, and some herbs, medication, all those things have been administered to that person. But as soon as he is come out of that haunting, we don't need to follow again that all the medication and the puja and everything. That is set aside. So similarly, by whatever means we comes to the understanding of that we are not this body, we are the soul, we are the Atma. So all those things can be set aside then, again going ahead. So in the beginning Krishna says that through that knowledge we should understand that we are the actual self, you know. So the goal is not to understand that we are the soul. The goal is something else. You know, it goes further. It is not that we see. Only thing is, by understanding ourselves fully, then we can achieve that higher goal. The higher goal is that to know the God, who is Bhagavan, and then what is our relationship with Him. For that, the first step is to understand who am I. And we can see that Gita also, Krishna starts with that only. Who am I? Means, you know, he explains, you know, we are not the body. You know, we are the, you know, what is that? Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha. You know, upyora vidrishtavanda taniyo tattu darshidhi. Andavanda ime dehe nityasyokta sharirinaha. You know, anashino aprameyasya. Like he gives various characteristics of soul. Says that the body is perishable, it doesn't have any existence, and it has only the soul, the Atma, which is always, it is eternal, it doesn't undergo any changes, the body undergoes like that. The same thing is touched upon here also. Actually, in this chapter we can see that I was when studying, that I was observing that it has many similarities with the second chapter, means in nutshell, like the present shloka also, when he is coming, then Uthava again, Arjuna is also asking questions here. Uthava is also asking the questions. When Uthava asks, you know, explain to me the process of knowledge which automatically brings detachment and direct perception of the truth. And again, Krishna tried to answer that again, taking the reference of someone else. So where we can see in Gita and Bhagavatam also, wherever possible, Krishna always gives some references. It's not that he himself is always authoritatively stating, you know. Somebody else has already said that. So here he says that, you know, the same question is asked by Yudhishthir to Bhishma, and he gives the answers. And I will give you the same answer again. And there he says that, you know, if your consciousness, when consciousness is fixed on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or when we are fixed in that, one achieves religiosity, knowledge, detachment and opulence. So Uddhava's question was, how can we detach from this material world, the place of dualities? So he says, your consciousness has to be fixed in Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the other hand, if the consciousness is fixed on the material body, you know, I know, like that, putra kalatra adisu, means like we are always thinking of our home, our children, and etc. and so forth. One's life chasing after material objects with the help of senses, then we will be only doing, if the consciousness is attached to the material body and other related items, we will be always be struggling with our senses. We are chasing after our sense objects. And then what is the result of that? You know, deviating from the laws prescribed by the instruction given by the God. If you are not following it, the result is very disastrous. Then again, Uddhava again asks the question, like, you know, what is the yam, what is niyam, you know, what to be done, what not to be done. Right? Then we come to the present sloka where Krishna is explaining the qualities of a devotee. And how a devotee means, the purport itself starts with the Lord Krishna. He describes the qualities that are desirable for a person advancing in human life. And the first one is Shama, the mental equilibrium, very fixed. So he was connecting with this, like these, all these three questions is also asked by Arjuna in the second chapter. Means how to come out with the dualities, what are the do's. Yama means don'ts and Niyama means do's, means how do you do that? So, but in a little different way. When you see Uddhava Gita and Bhagavad Gita, you can, so many similarities we can see that, you know, the speaker is Krishna. But in Bhagavad Gita, we call it Bhagavad Gita, not Arjuna Gita. But here we call it Uddhava Gita. There is some differences also is there. But both start with Vishadha. There Arjuna Vishada Yoga means Arjuna was very despondent because he has to kill his relatives, Guru. You know, Guru na hatvahi mahanubhava, means I don't want to kill my relatives and my elders and my teachers. But here Uddhava was Vishada because of the apparent, like, you know, the time has come that Krishna is about to leave. Apparent separation from Krishna is putting Uddhava in a Vishada. But the Gita was spoken in a battlefield where there was an urgency, there was a short, the time was very short. So many things were very, in a short narrative it was been explained. But in Uddhava Gita it extends to various chapters where many things are explained in a much clearer way. Means. So in Gita, so I thought we will take that aspect from the Bhagavad Gita because these qualities means we repeatedly hear. And we all know, but the important aspect has been given from the Bhagavad Gita that how we can fix our consciousness steadily to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the second chapter from 41 onwards when he starts Buddhi Yoga till 53rd verses, Krishna speaks Buddhi, the word Buddhi, almost 10 to 11 times. Buddhi, Buddhi, you know, Achala, Buddhi, like that. So Arjuna naturally then asks the question that, you know, you are speaking about steady intelligence, you know, Achala Buddhi means very firm intelligence. So you would like to know about that. And that is one thing we can see from the scriptures that, you know, those devotees, they are very merciful that for the sake of others, you know, even they may not need it, but for the others they keep asking such questions. And we can see in Bhagavatam Devahuti's episode, you know, Prahlad Maharaj and others, they ask relevant questions which can help us to progress in our devotional service and to understand our position, who am I, that. So he asks the question, you know, Siddha Prajnasya Ka Bhasha Samadhistasya Keshava Siddhadhi Kim Prabhasheda Kim Asida Vracheta Kim. So Siddha Prajnasya Ka Bhasha means, Ka Bhasha means, what is the characteristic of that person means. You keep on speaking, you are going on speaking about the person who is very fixed in his intelligence about devotional service. But how do I come to know about him? You know. And so that's why it is very natural for us to understand, okay, whenever we ask, okay, is a good devotee? When you say good devotee means what? What is his nature? So we try to analyze how does he walk, how does he sit, and all those things. So Arjuna is also asking the same way. You know, what is the characteristic of that devotee? He asked basically four questions over there. Means, Siddha Prajnasya Ka Bhasha, then Kim Prabhasheta, how does he deal with the dualities? When he faced with the dualities of this material world, how does he responds to that? How does he deal with that? Then Kim Asid, how does he sit? How does he sit means, how does he resist his senses? Means that comes as resist means yam. We can say that it is name. How does he resist? And Vrajeda Kim, how does he engage his senses? What are the niyams we follow that? How does he follow those things? So it's a beautiful section that Krishna explains very nicely these things. Till 55 onwards, the rest of the chapter, he addresses these four questions. So in the first one, Ka Bhasha, so what is the language or how, what is the characteristic of that? He says that Prajahadi yada kaman sarvan partha manogadan atmanyeva atmanatushta siddha prajna tadochyate. So in one shloka he encapsulate what is a siddha prajna. Prajahadi yada kaman, he gives up all kaman, all desires. Sarvan partha manogadan. So prajahadi yada kaman sarvan means all desires has been, he has given up. So sometimes we may bewilder, is it possible that we can give up the desires? So Krishna is giving an indication. Acharya's Vishnu Chakra says, yes, it is possible because the desires are coming out of manogatan. It is coming out of the mind. It is not the intrinsic nature of the soul to have such desires. These desires are basically the material sense enjoyment propensities. So they are coming out of the mind. And being mind, it is part of the subtle body and it is a material thing. And soul, atma, is spiritual. So definitely mind has to one day detach from the soul. So your desires, all such desires can be definitely come to an end. So he is giving an hope. So the Siddha Prajna is completely devoid of all materialistic desires. Then atmanyeva atmanas tushta. Tushta means satisfaction. He is completely satisfied. In what? In the self. He is not looking any satisfaction from external objects. He is always looking for the satisfaction internally. Yes. And such a person is known as Siddha Prajna, Tadochyate. So we need to put effort here. Means when you say that, it's always confusion for the devotees. Many times they say that, Sthanisthita means wherever you are, you just practice bhakti, all these qualities will naturally will come. On the other side, sometimes we say that we need to strive for this. If you are not enthusiastic, act enthusiastic. So when these qualities and the points have been discussed, so we may wonder, means do we need to strive for that? Or just we practice our bhakti and then this automatically comes. Means. We should have a balanced approach of this, means we strive for these qualities, but the initial period, like Prabhupada says, if you are not enthusiastic, we have to act enthusiastic. We may not be humble, but when you are dealing or staying in the association of devotees, you cannot say that, I am like this, so you take it me as it is. No. You have to sober down yourself. So there is, from our side, we have to put a lot of effort to achieve or come to that stage. Till we come to that stage, we may have to, after that, you may not need to, qualities naturally may come out. It will come naturally, come out. We can see the devotees, they naturally, they don't need to artificially become a humble person, means. And it is a natural flow from our side. From our side, we have to exert some effort. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. All these etiquettes we have to follow. Yes. That's why all the rules and regulations will be given to us. We have to take our effort to follow those things. Right? So the next, Krishna then answers the, in next two verses, how do we deal with the dualities? Kim Prabhashyata? How does that Siddha Prajna deal with the dualities of this material world? Dukkheshu anudikna mana sukheshu vigada spriha vitaraga bhayakrodha sthidadhir munir uchyate yat sarvatrana bisneha tattat prapya shubha shubham nabinandandina dveshti tasya prajna pratishtita. dukkheshu anudigna mana. Udigna, udigna means it is agitate. Means dukkheshu anu udigna mana means it doesn't agitate him, the mind. Okay, you may say that I can tolerate the dukkha. What about happiness? Sukheshu vikata spriha means. Vikata means without spriha, any desires. It's still composed. And equipoised. And Vita Raga Bhaya Krodha means Raga means attachment. So he is without any attachment. And Bhaya and Krodha. So I think Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that this Bhaya is for the Karmis. Not for the Karmis. He says that Bhaya is for a person, Bhaya and Krodha is related there. So Bhaya is for a person who feels that, I can protect these things. And somebody is stealing away, taking away your sense objects, some possessions of yours. Some people feel, I am helpless here. Somebody has taken away. Somebody feels that I can protect it. So those who feel I am helpless, they feel Bhaya. Those who feel that they can protect it, they feel that Krodha. So the Bhaya and Krodha, both, he is without Raga, Bhaya and Krodha, Sthitatil Muni Uchchayate. Such a person is Sthiti, very stable. Then, Yas Sarvatran Abhisneha Tattat Prapya Shubhashubha Na Abhinandanti Na Dvesht. So, Na Abhinanda means even if he has been ridiculed or he has been respected, whether he has been respected or he has been ridiculed or insulted in front of everybody, nothing affects him. Such a person is very steady. So many times we can see that some of these qualities we can see even in a normal person outside also. They may be a practicing devotee. Sometimes we have the other experience that devotees may not have these qualities. Sometimes we can see that other people, those who are a normal person outside who is not practicing any devotional service, may exhibit such a qualities. Yes. But it is these such qualities, whether they are practicing or not, it is coming actually when they are very contemplative and when they are connected with the soul, such people only can exhibit such qualities. For the time being, they may not be in the path of devotional service, but they are on the way to that. There is a nice example for such a, how a person can be composed, whether dukkha or sukha is there. There was a tennis player, Arthur Ashe. He was the first African American or another black person to win the Grand Slam titles. So in 68, 70s, the late 60s and early 70s, he was the top one, number one ranking tennis player. He won so many Grand Slams and everything. And in 1983 or sometime in that period, he got some heart disease. So he has to undergo some blood transfusions for that. And from that transfusion, he got contracted AIDS. And he was admitted in the hospital. So lot of letters started flowing to him, sympathizing with him, his fans and his well-wishers and everyone. And one person asked a question to him, I am wondering why should Lord, the God, give such a punishment to you, such a nice person. We also think, why me only? But he gave a beautiful answer, means. He says that in America, almost 50 million, means you can say 5 crores of children, they start playing tennis. And out of that, 50 lakhs people actually learn how to play tennis. Okay. And among that 50 lakh, actually 5 lakh of children, or then they become youth, they actually comes to learn this professional tennis playing, how to play professionally tennis. They take it as career for that. out of that 50,000 of people will come to maybe the district level or state level playing. And 5,000 of that will come to maybe national level playing. And out of that 5,000, maybe only 50 will come to the Grand Slam playings, means like Wimbledon, US Open or French Open or Australian, whatever may be it. Right? Out of that 50, only 4 will come into semi-finals. And only 2 will come to the final. So, when I was holding that cup of victory, I never thought, why only me? Where does that 5 million or 50 million or the 5 crore of people who started playing the tennis? You know, it's not an easy way to think or understand it. It's a deep meaning in that. Because many times we are not able to reconcile to that truth of this world. You know, the reality is like that. Means many times we are forced to understand that. But we try to console ourselves with, okay, it's Krishna's will. So he doesn't have any apparently connection with the Gita or any other scriptures. You know, but out of genuine humility, they can speak about it. Why only me? So, like that, we have to tolerate the dualities of this material world. So, somebody may think that, you know, is it mean that the devotee is emotionally dead because he doesn't have any feelings or anything? No. The devotees have emotions, but the emotions doesn't overcome them. Means, you know, devotees understand, okay, means, you know, certain things, I can only put my effort, but results are not within me. So the sthita prajna or a devotee, he undergoes this, all this, adi bhavadeg, adhyatmi, adi devik, kleshas, with his understanding that, okay, it is coming out of my prarabdha. And I am not earning, I am not striving for anything, but it is coming by its own accord. So I don't have to worry about that way. So the next question is, Kim Asita? How does he sit? Or how does he restrain his senses? Right. So Krishna gives the example of tortoise. Yada samharade chayam kurmongani va sarvasha indriyani indriyarthepya tasya prajna pratishtita. You know, such a devotee, he always, why kurma, means what is the importance of kurma, tortoise, means the moment some danger comes to the tortoise, immediately it pulls out all his limbs, like the head and whatever hands and whatever it is there, it pulls everything into the shell. For tortoise, it is effortless. That is the most important thing. Means very effortlessly, you know, if you have dealt with a tortoise, you can see that even a small noise comes, you know, pat karke wo andar jata hai sab. Very difficult to take it out. Similarly, a devotee is very effortless for him. Just pull the senses from where it is not needed. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Means, how does he do that? You know, niraharasya dehinaha, means just by abstaining from that, can one do that? No. Niraharasya dehinaha, it is not possible to control the senses just by abstaining from the sense objects. So the Acharyas give the example, like Baldev Devotion gives the example that like a sick person, he may not feel hungry. And many times we also experience that when we are some viral fever or something, we are not feeling hungry. Does that mean that we control the hunger? We overcome the hunger? No. It is a matter of, we are actually, because we don't have the hunger, but internally our mind is craving for just 1 week to pass, that again we can enjoy the foodstuffs. Again, all the, whatever your favorite items, we are looking for it. Because temporarily there is a restriction by the physician or the doctor, or circumstances that we cannot eat certain things. Like, so similarly, nirahara means you are depriving your sense objects senses from the sense objects, doesn't guarantee the victory over that. You have to actually control or quench thirst. You know, there is a thirst inside, you know, longing for the sense gratification means. You know, in Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto, when Vishnu Dudas are speaking to Yama Dudas, they say, Taistani Aghani Boyante Tapodana Vridadibhi. You know, Na Adharmajam Tadhridayam Tad Ishangri Sevaya, Api Ishangri Sevaya. So you may be able to counteract with the sinful reactions by tapo dana vritadibhi. Your sinful reactions can be counteracted by tapo, like an austerity, dana, charity, you know, vrita, some, like, you know, so doing some this vrita, that vrita, Monday, Tuesday, like that. All those things can counteract your sinful reactions. But adharmajam tadhridayam, the deep-rooted desire to enjoy, how can you overcome that? That can only be overcome by Ishangri Sevaya. When you are engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, that is the only thing which can help you to overcome that. So here, Niraharasya Dehinaha Rasavarjam Rasopyasya Param Drishtva Nivartate. When he sees that Param Drishtva. So here one of the acharyas says that, okay, you know, our goal is not self-realization, not to know who am I. Means beyond who am I, there is something param drishtva. We have to see something beyond that, which is param, which is superior to us. That we have to see that. So when a person sees that, when it's, you know, like when he engages in the devotion service, then we can control the senses actually. So sometimes we also have the understanding that, you know, I think those who are sitting here, we all know that sense gratification is very detrimental to our devotional service. Not only to devotional service, even for an outside person to his existence itself, it is very detrimental. You know, sense gratification. You know, Prabhupada says, even if it is a regulated one, you know, when he is explaining that indriyasya arte tayorna vashamagachet tauhesya paribandhano, here he says that even regulated sense gratification is dangerous. You will never know when you are being slowly, like, you know, it is like siphoning off from, you will not realize it, how the mind or the senses are taken away. Means, then he says the famous, like, you know, line that even accidents are possible in a royal road also. So just because we are following a regulated sense gratification doesn't ensure that we are safe. So here, yatato hapi kaunteya purushasya vipaschita indriyani pramadhini haranti prasabham mana. So how does, so the question we are discussing, how does he control the senses, the devotee? So Krishna is giving a warning, like, don't try to control your senses by artificial means, by all this putting all the rules and regulations. No, yatato means he is trying sincerely. There is an endeavor is there, and he is vipaschita. Vipaschita means he has a discriminative knowledge, he has a determination. Yatato havi kaundaya purushasya vipaschita means even a person who has that endeavor and determination, still he cannot control the senses. Why? Pramadhini. Pramadhini means pramada. Pramada means, it's, sometimes it is, you know, it's you can call it as a madness. And pramadhini and prasabham, and very forceful. Can you imagine how do you control a madman? When a person goes mad, it's very difficult to control. Now suppose he is not only mad, pramadhini, in addition to that is prasabham, is very powerful, very strong built person becomes mad, very difficult to go near to that. So our senses are like that. It is pramadhini and prasabham mana. So no matter, like, you know, whatever endeavor you do, whatever determination you have, it is possible that it can be stolen away by the senses. Your mind can be taken away by the senses. You know? And later Krishna says that even if one senses are just like, you know, in touch with one, you may say that now, out of my five, I can take care of four, just one, maybe the tongue, thoda chhod dete. But even that is also dangerous. That comes in the later verses. So this verse actually shows how rare a devotee is. We can see the, like Vishwamitra Muni, Prabhupada gives the example of Vishwamitra Muni and Ambarish Maharaj in the purport, that Vishwamitra Muni was very high calibered Ashtanga Yogi, means he has perfected his yoga. But finally when the time came, he heard a small sound, a tingling sound of the, you know, he lost his control. He fall victim to the senses. Right? But whereas Ambarish Maharaj, even though Durvasa was so much agitated, he was just prayerful to the Lord. So that's what Krishna gives in the next verse. How can we actually control the senses? No? Says, Tani sarvani samyamya yukta asida matparaha vashehi yasyendriyani tasya prajna pratishtida. So only, this is the verse where Krishna is introducing about surrendering to him. First, yukta asida matparaha. So he says three formula for us. So how to control it? Is tani sarvani samyamya, so that our effort is there to control samyamya. Samyama, you know, samyami means one who is trying to control. We have that, we should do that. And then, yukta asida matparaha. The question was, kim asida? Yukta asida matparaha. Yukta means engaged. Where? Matparaha, in related to me. He's saying, surrender to me. You cannot control your senses. Just by your understanding, vipaschita, even if you have the knowledge. So there are various verses we can, other part of the Gita also Krishna says that. Even vipaschita, even the intelligent people are bewildered. You know, sadrisham chestade sasyat pragrude jnanavanapi. Even he is bewildered how to handle this, means, you know, his subhava, nature. So, the important aspect is, how that sthitaprajna controls his senses. By engaging in the service of the Lord, by surrendering to Him, He, you know. Then third one is Vashehi. You have to keep it under the control. One is Samyamna, then Yukta Asita, then Vashe. Vashe means there is a force. You have to exert little force to control it. Then only it is possible to control the senses. So if you don't follow, means the previous verse, like now, you know, Indriyani Pramadini Prasabam Mana, like, what happens if you don't surrender to the Lord? Then the famous verse, Dhayado Vishayam Pumsan Sankatishwada, you will fall down from your path. So that's how he conclude, Kim Asida, how to be situated in devotional service, means a devotee, how he is situated. He is situated by engaging in the service of the Lord. Then comes the, like, you know, and even in sixth canto again we can see that, like, Ajamila is also telling that, Stambayan Atman Atmanam, means he was trying to control his mind by his intelligence. Stambayan Atman Atmanam Yavat Sattam Yatashrutam, means he also heard so many scriptures, whatever studied and whatever he heard, he is trying to recollect. You know, Stambayan Atman Atmana, he was trying very sincerely with his intelligence to control the senses there. But Nashashaga Samadhadum Mano Madana Vepitam. And that Madana Vepitam comes, nothing worked for him. There only things comes to your help is Yukta Asida Matpara, when you are surrendering to the lotus feet of the Lord. So the next question, the fourth and the last question is, Kim Vrajeta? Okay, now we are speaking how we control. Okay, we cannot just keep controlling, but somewhere you have to engage also. Vrajeta Kim? You know, where you engage, how does he engages that? He says, Ragadvesha Vimuktaistu Vishayan Indriyaischaran Atmavashye Vidheyatma Prasadam Adigachati. Ragadvesha Vimuktaistu, so externally trying to control the senses is not a sustainable solution. That Krishna has already explained it. You know? So just niraharasya, restraining from the sense objects doesn't work. Just intellectually you are trying to control it, that also doesn't work. You know? But then how does this works? Is ragadvesha vimuktaisu. You have to be raga vimukta of raga and dvesha. You know, without having attachment and hatredness, ragadvesha vimuktaisu, vishayan indriyaischaran. Means, you know, you can, the whatever indriyas, you know, because to live, as long as you are in this material body, you need some type of, some sense enjoyment is needed. You cannot be blunt. You know, yukta hara, yukta viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasya. There is minimum need is there. Atma vashyer vitheyatma. So that devotee, atma vashyer, which is with firm control, even though the indriyas are going, you know, he sees that it is out of my prarabdha karma, it is going here and there, means whatever comes. But he is very careful. Atma vashye. Vashye. Vashye means in control, full control. Vidheyat. When a devotee is situated like that, when a, you know, practices like that, then he get prasadam adigachati. Then he get the prasad. Prasadam means mercy of the Lord. So whenever, unless you get that mercy of the Lord, it is very difficult to protect our senses. From our side, we are helpless actually. Prasade sarva dukkanam hanirasyo bejayate prasanna chetaso hyasu buddhi pariyavatishtate. When we get that prasada, prasade sarva dukkanam, when you get that mercy of the Lord, then all these distresses has been removed. When you have become happy, for such a person that intelligence becomes properly situated, fixed, pari avatashtite, means that intelligence becomes firmly fixed in that. So then Krishna says, nasti butti rayuktasya na cha yuktasya bhavana na cha bhavayatashchandi rasantasya kudasya. He speaks the other way around, means if you don't control your mind and if you don't get the mercy of the Lord, and if your intelligence is not fixed, what happens? Intelligence is not fixed, then eventually you land up in Ashantasya Kutasukam. So he gives another example. Indriyani Indriyanahi Charadam Yen Mano Anuvithiyate Tadasya Harati Prajnam Vayur Nava Vivambasi. If you are not controlling your senses, you know, if you are just leaving it for the charan, means gocharan, like that, means, and if you are allowing the senses to graze upon the sense objects, like, you know, what will happen? The destiny will be Vayur Nava Vivambasam. Like what is the destiny of a boat which doesn't have a rudder to control it? The wind, wherever it blows, it goes away. It doesn't have any special destination. You know? In one of the purport, actually, Prabhupada says that all our disturbance is due to lack of or want of an ultimate goal. Then he concludes by saying that tasmat yasya mahabaho nigrihitani sarvashah indriyani indriyarthepya tasya prajna pratishtita. So as the enemies are curbed by superior force, you know, not by our own whatever, you know, shakti we have, we need help from the others when a powerful enemy is coming. So by taking the help of the Lord, tasmat yasya mahabaho. Mahabahu, he is already powerful, he is in, like, you know, reminding Arjuna, you are Mahabahu. Nigrihidani sarvashah. You know, indriyani indriyarthyephya. Tasya prajnyaprajas. Such a person is situated in fixed intelligence, like that. Then he speaks of two types of intelligence. You know, Yanisha sarvabhudana. He says that there are two types of intelligence for people. Like, you know, some intelligence is fixed in spirituality, some is material. So there are two ways you can fix your intelligence. The choice is with us, but you cannot have dual. You don't have a dual core system, so only one core means. If you are in fixing your intelligence in spirituality, then the material, you have to forget about it. But if you have it, fixing it in materialism, it is again not possible to have spirituality with us. That's why he says with the Yanesha Sarva Bhudanam, Tasyam Jagrati, Samyami. One who is controlling, you know, Yanesha Sarva Bhudanam, everyone is sleeping. Sleeping means from what? They are sleeping or they are closing their eyes towards spirituality. There, Samyami, one who is controlling, he is awake, he is fully active there. Okay. Tasyam Jagrati Bhudani. Tasyam Jagrati. So wherever that Bhudani, all the jivas are active, they're in the material world. Yanisha Pashyato Mune. Yanisha, it is night for him, but it is not that he is not seeing it. Yanisha Pashyato Mune means he is also seeing it. So Vijayanagara Thakur says that seeing means whatever comes, whatever is needed, he just takes that much. He is not overcome or taken away or carried away by that. Then comes Apuryamana Madala Pratishtam. So for such a devotee, how does he say, even if that sense enjoyments are coming to him, just like a river flows to the ocean, he doesn't get disturbed with that. Na kama kami. He doesn't try to go after them to fulfill that desires. Na kama kami. Then finally Krishna says, how does he engages? Again he gives the four thing. Vihaya kaman yat sarvan pumamscharati nispriha nirmamo nirahankara sashandim adigacchati. Who can be situated in that a perfect situation like that? Vihaya kaman. He doesn't have any desires. Nispriha. Again, nispriha is also doesn't have any, trying to fulfill any specific desires for that. Nirmamo. He doesn't have any proprietorship. And nirahangara, doesn't have any false ego. In such a consciousness, he tries to engage his senses in this material world. And then he concludes the second chapter with Yesha Brahmi Stiti Partha, Nainam Prapya Vimukhyati, Stitvasyam Andakalebi. Means, even if we strive to achieve this, even the end of our life, like Khatonga Maharaj means, the last minute he could understand what is to be done, he done, and he in a minute's time he got the liberation. Stitvasyam Andakalebi, even in the last minute of our life, if we get to that, Brahma Nirvanam Richati, we can get out of this material world easily. Right. So I was thinking that even Uddhavas is speaking about these three questions, means how we can counteract our dualities, how don't we engage our senses? And the Niyam means how does we engage our senses? So if you take these principles, then all these qualities, we can slowly understand and practice it in our life. Means the important aspect is we have to engage ourselves in the service of the Lord, engaging in dual service. Because outside also many people are trying to do this controlling through various methods. Krishna very clearly says that with your own effort, you cannot control your senses. So if you want to practice devotional service, you have to control the senses, and controlling the senses is possible only by Yukta Asida Matpara. So I just gone over time. Sorry for that. Any questions or comments on this? Yes. Means class is over, means those who want to leave, they can leave. So we'll just answer.
Thank you for your nice class, Prabhu. So if you see from the example of Shaubari Muni, we have been hearing again and again, that how can somebody be attracted to seeing two fish engaging in, love affair. So we understand that actually it was because of the offense that he committed to a Vaishnav. So what I was not able to understand is, controlling the senses is very important for us to make advancement in our spiritual life. But at the same time, is it that that is adequate, or along with that we also need to ensure that we are not committing offenses to Vaishnavas, or which of them is more important for us to be careful about in our path towards.
Initially, by practicing devotional service, by controlling the senses, we come to the devotional service. So we all experience that when we come first to the devotional service, we all feel very, very energetic, very enthusiastic, very satisfied by chanting and, you know, taking part in all the devotional service. But after some time, then we lose that enthusiasm. You know, there, because once you come into the association of devotees, then you have to be important, very attentive to the offenses also. If you are not careful the offenses, because outside, sense gratification causes you papa. Papa or punya. Okay. So that papa and punya only touches your subtle body. But when you do the aparat directly goes to your soul. Krishna, by sinful reactions or papa punya, you can have various prayaschittas and other things to manage it. But aparat, directly begging forgiveness from that person. Or otherwise you have to keep waiting when that mercy will come. So aparadha is very important. That's why every day we chant that 10 offenses to the holy name of the Lord. What is the first one? Yeah. That is the most difficult. The other things we can manage, means Guru Ravagya, we don't have any problem. Guru means we are always accepting. Shruti Shastra Ninda, we accept everything. We don't see it as a karma ganda. Everything can be adjusted. But when you are sitting with our devotees, it is difficult to manage that. So aparadha is important. So as we progress in bhakti, we need to balance. It's like when you are learning driving, the first day, clutch is very important. Well, shifting the gears, and then brake is also important. Then accelerator is also important. Your mirror is also important. You have to look back. Initially you may feel very difficult. Are clutch lagane ke time pehle main gear change. Haribo. Before, I think time is over, so we are giving an indication. So when we are doing that, initially when we are changing the gear, we don't see the mirror. And when we are seeing the mirror, we forget either kidhar kya dabane ka hai. So, but when you practice it, and after some time, you have to take care of so many things to take your vehicle go ahead. So, in devotional service, while practicing also sense gratification, you have to take care. Along with that, even your aparad become one of the topmost thing we have to prevent. That's why every day we remind. Krishna says, occasionally you make some, fall down. Bhadyamano vi madbhakto visheer achitayantriya. Praya pragalbhya bhaktya visheer na abhibhuyate. Bhadyamano vi madbhakto. Because sometimes my devotee may not be experienced or have the capacity to conquer all the vishayas. But if he is sincere in his endeavor, I will protect him. But aparad, there is no guarantee like that. There is no immunity given to that aparad. But you become small, abhijayata bhi sudurajaro, bhajate ma maninivak, sadureva sambandhiva, samyak pavisto visa. Various places Krishna glorifies if accidentally you make some vishaya, like sense gratification, or you fall down from your principles, that has been excused. But nowhere you can see that aparad has been excused. So aparad is a serious thing. Hope this answers you. Arif. గురుంద్రాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాది కి.